They've got a forum for your drive, and it's live online. It's a tiny new season for a limited time. Let's and fill our back on the air. We've grown out our bellies and trimmed our hair. We're quadruple vaxxed and virus free. So turn up the volume on him and me. Let's and fill our DTF. 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 Live online. Well, we saw the demand, so we brought the supply. There's now more. We've got cases of wine. I've got a throbbing ulcer, but now's not the time. Let's and fill our back on the air. We've linked our mic up with Medicare. We've been locked down, but now we're free. So turn up the volume, Jeremy. Let's and fill our DTF. Let's and fill our DTF. You came here looking for stimulation, you've come to the right man. We've got brand new content and special guests, and that's just our only fan.
That's just our only fan.
Let's and fill our DTF. Let's and fill our DTF. Let's and fill our DTF. Let's and fill our DTF.
Yes, everyone, welcome.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back for another installment.
An installment, an installation. It is the resuscitation season of Leslie, Philip, Jeremy.
Jeremy, where are you?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Give us a yell.
Good on you, bud. He's been here the entire time.
He's been here for the last 17 years.
He's been holding out hope that we would come back. And look, Jeremy, thank you for being our biggest supporter.
You're a good man, Jez.
Pity it's not on the Patreon.
Yes. Ah, well, you're a good volunteer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's an absolute pleasure to be back with you. But it's even more of a pleasure to be back here with Les.
Yes, it is. And I'll let him... Oh, it's me. Yes, thank you. And it's a pleasure to be back with you after what has been a hiatus, rivaling only that of a show that hasn't had many seasons.
Oh, look, maybe a bit of a Justified, I suppose.
Yes.
You could say that too, because we've changed streaming platforms.
We have.
I think one started on Hulu.
Oh, yes, it was on Hulu, and now?
And now it's on Gogglebox.
Gogglebox, everyone's favourite box.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
What else? I think, you know, it's a bit like an intermission, I suppose.
It is an intermission, an interval.
We've kind of had part one of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
That's right.
And we've got part two. This is part two.
This is part two. Which
arguably the better part.
Well, I'd agree. But also, as with that show, after listening to a whole part one, which is tedious, now you're on to part two, which hopefully is less tedious, but you've also sat through a lot of tedium. So hopefully this one here really whets your seat.
Mediums. Oh, wow, yes. I hope you bring your towel.
You'd better. A microfiber one's good.
Quick question.
Ask.
When you've got things in two parts, is one of them the penultimate?
Yes, and the first one.
So that's always the case, even if there's just two.
I'd say so. And antepenultimate is the third to last.
Really?
Yes, so that would be this. Is it like a reverse?
Are we it
like,
could be.
Yes.
It sounds like a, you know, one of those bloody superheroes.
An antepenultimate
it?
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
very
you know, what sort of superpowers has he got? Laser vision or something?
I hate
don't know.
The second last.
There, yeah.
Yes, it's a movement.
Oh, I
we
see.
Are the antepenultimates.
Ah, yes, that sounds about right.
It does. Hey, Mr. Philip.
Hey, Mr. Les.
How have you been, buddy?
Oh, buddy, I've been good. I've been, We've been getting up to not a lot, as you know.
Yes.
Me and Margaret, we have our little baby boy, Scott the Johnson Morrison Ip.
Yes.
He's been doing very good. He's going leaps and bounds and you know, backflips and everywhere.
He's quite the Ip man
indeed.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
And I'm not surprised. There may be more Ip men coming.
Really?
Men or women, I should say.
Now, this
Ip men and women.
It's Ip lady.
Ip people.
Now, this is news to me because I do live with you. And yes. I've heard nothing.
I think, and our listeners wouldn't have heard anything either. But if I cast your mind back to, the end of 2021.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we started the year in review.
We did.
And, what started as a good sort of 20-1, because it was going to be for 20-1, just went down in a blaze of Bert Newtons.
It did, absolutely. Absolutely.
We made it through to March in our recount.
And then we just...
That was about it. We fell asleep.
Exactly. It was done. We were KO'd on the couch.
Out for the count.
That's we were.
That's actually when we died.
Yes.
And then we were dead for about 2 years.
Thus...
And then they discovered our bodies and they saw our DNA tattoos. But they resuscitated us
anyway.
And we're
back. Exactly. And we are more lovely than ever.
Absolutely. I've got a pig's heart now.
Do you?
Yep,
oh,
indeed.
That's pretty cool. And what for?
I plan to just, get you grind up your apple and a bit of thyme and you pop it in there in the valves.
Mm.
You pop it in the oven for, 2 hours on 185 fan forced.
Yeah, of course.
And then you've got a lovely, lovely Fanned. Little treat.
Oh, that's delicious. That's delicious.
Yes.
Bit of,
a hearty meal.
Arteria. Oh, very good. Excellent work there.
Now tell me, Les, my dear friend, what have you been up to?
Well, as you know, deceased for a time, but when not deceased, a lot's been happening.
Oh, that's good to
know.
Yes,
would you like me to tell you?
I would love to hear nothing more than that.
Well,
and I hope that you've got time to get your orders in, your affairs in orders and your orders in affairs.
Well, I have ordered a couple of affairs and I've had them.
Oh, yes.
And
where'd you get them from? Was it Ashley Madison?
It was...
Or was it through Tracy Grimshaw?
It was through... they weren't quite current.
No, I see, yes.
Yeah, so they were through... Lavinia Nixon, actually. Oh.
Well, it means they're a bit cheaper if they're not current.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so good for your money.
Stale.
Yes.
If anything, stale affairs. So that was a controversial topic between me and the net, but we got through it and now look at us.
Well, I imagine, Lynette has a bit of a menage a trois. She's a French lady.
She
knows her way about.
She knows her way around the football field.
Indeed.
As it says in France.
Too bad those French don't know how to play soccer.
Oh, tell me
That's
about
what
it.
I'll say.
Zing. A current affair.
Very current.
But I tell you what, I have taken up a new activity.
Really? Is it... Water skating.
No, you're getting close though. So
is it hover kiting?
No, it's no, you're getting further away.
Is it is it power boating?
Ah, no, it's life drawing.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Ooh, is this where they get the little the model coming in?
Yes. Well, I am the model, and in this instance, not little. As you
know, no, I know.
No,
and
no.
We know all about your Johnson.
That's
thank
correct.
You.
That's correct. I'm very tall, but a tiny wheelie. So it was hard to get. I made sure everyone did their art in portrait.
Oh yes.
Mode.
Of course.
The previous one had done what's the opposite? Landscape.
Landscape. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Just to get the full width of it in, whereas mine you don't need that. I'm more of a tall man.
Well, I mean, it's all about perspective, isn't it?
It is.
If you stand a good, 50 yards back, you could fit that in a portrait frame.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a tight squeeze.
It is a tight squeeze, and I've always said that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, Lynette's told me that too. She's very forthcoming.
She is. Fourth.
Is that anti-penty ultimate?
Years. No, well, I have been taken to that. And I've been modelling for some live paintings.
Wonderful. Do you get paid for that?
Oh, I do get paid.
What do they pay you?
They give me all the drawings.
Oh,
so I've
I
set
see.
Up a gallery.
Oh.
Yes, and which has got, it's full of the drawings.
Are they tasteful?
They're on rice paper. So we'll boil them up afterwards and make some nice, yummy rice paper rolls.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Very tasty. And it's quite an affordable way, really, to feed the family.
Certainly. Yes. You've got quite the family
I
now,
do.
Too.
And I would rather not go through all the names.
What about the most recent one?
Well, it's Julie, the Bishop Johnson.
Wonderful. It was Julie.
Yeah, Julie's very well. She was born. So she's now still alive, yes. Yeah, she's
that's good
she's
to kidding. Know. That's all that really matters. I mean, after a certain age, you stop counting how
absolutely.
Old they are.
Counting,
they're just
mate.
Alive.
They're,
so,
as
you
long
know,
as they're
well
alive,
done for doing
that's
that.
That's all that I care about, really.
Exactly.
But should we ask what our friends have been up to?
Well, should we do... Yes, let's throw open the phone lines. You can call in on 1-2-3-4-5-6-9-8.
Whoop. You missed a number.
1-2-3-4-5-6-9-8.
0.
Oh,
at the start, area code.
Oh, of course. 07.
Thank you.
07. Yes. 1-2-3-4-5-6-9-8.
Very good. Excellent. Call us there.
They're already. I tell you what. I think these buttons were already lit up by the time we.
As soon as they knew our show had started, at whatever time we started.
Well, I mean, it's the drive time for them.
It is the drive time
for whenever you want to. Call in
just
and
do
whenever
it.
You want to drive.
You don't even have to be driving.
No.
It could be the walk time forum.
Could be the walk.
But that
could
doesn't
be the
work for a funny title.
No. No. The WAL.
Actually,
unless it's
actually,
AWOL.
L&P are WTF.
Oh.
That's funny too.
It is.
Yes.
That does work. I suppose running wouldn't work.
RTF.
RTF, I feel like that's a rich text format file.
Yes, it is.
Or something
which
like
we
that.
We are both rich.
We're heavy on the text.
We are, and we're formatted. FAT32.
We love format.
We do.
We are totally format.
We are for that.
We're team Matt.
Why don't we go to call number one?
Caller number one. Hello, dear caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, dear caller?
My name is Sue.
Oh, Sue. Is that right, Sue?
Sue.
What's your full name, Sue?
My full name's Susan.
Susan. Susan, wonderful Susan.
And my surname?
And your surname,
would you
yes.
like that too?
We are quite formal here. Susan.
I'm Sue Baru.
Sue Baru, wonderful to have you.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm very well, darling.
Have you missed us?
Oh, I miss you dearly.
Oh, wonderful.
I've been listening to you on Podbean.
Oh, our number one streaming service.
And I just love your voices. They're so angelic.
Oh, well, you must be the only one inflating our statistics.
I'm very impreza with you, if you know what I mean.
I do. I have an understanding. Now, tell me, Sue,
tell me,
what have you been up to?
Oh, well, I've just been in the outback.
Oh, yes? Mm. What are you doing out in the outback?
I'm doing some forestering.
Well, see. Well, look, wonderful. Thank you, Sue.
Bye-bye, boys.
Well, lovely to have you.
How good, Sue?
Oh, Sue, too good for you,
too good
I reckon.
For you, for the good
it's
of you,
good
boys.
For us.
That's it. Should we go to call number two?
I think we should. We
sure.
should.
Well, welcome online. You're with Les, Phil and Jeremy. What's your name? What's your PIN number?
Hello. My name is Sue as well.
Hello, Sue. What's your full name, Sue?
Oh, well, my full name is Susan.
Well, Susan, what's your surname?
Oh, my surname is Zuki.
Suzuki.
That's right, yes.
That's awesome, Suzuki, and how are you?
Oh, look, I'm wonderful today.
That's good, and how fast can you type?
Oh, look, I'm pretty swift on the keyboard.
Fantastic.
I can do about 100 keystrokes per minute.
That's quite a lot. I'm very impressed. And what have you been up to, Suzuki?
Well, despite my impressive keystroke abilities,
yes.
I'm actually a chimney sweeper.
Oh, you really?
Yes, you've got to be quite sprightly, quite swift to get up those chimneys.
I bet you do, absolutely. And what's your favourite... What's your favourite chimney?
Are you all right there?
Yes, I've just got to stutter.
I see. My favourite chimney? Probably the Grand Vitara.
very royal. Very good. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye, Sue.
Oh, wonderful, Sue. A couple of Sues already.
Lots of Sues. It's interesting we started the show with Sues.
Well, better that it's Sues rather than a... snooze.
Absolutely. And better Sue-zer than later.
I suppose so.
So bad.
Do we want to do one more caller?
Sure.
We can't really remember if we want to.
No,
I'm that's vetoing. It. Pop them away.
That's vetoed.
Jeremy, shut the phone lines down.
Okay, but just
cut
get
the
ready.
Wire.
Get ready to stitch the wire back together.
Oh, well, yes.
Let's
don't
start a segment. We're actually leaning into. We're getting old, as you know. We're leaning into the more medicinal side of a theme for this resuscitation season. We've been very enlightened by a resuscitation and the healthcare workers who have helped us through the past couple of years. So we are looking to make this season a bit more of a tribute to them. Yes. We have, what we didn't mention at the top there, because we want to keep it to now, is we've both been doing a bit of tertiary education.
Indeed, we have. We've improving
now,
ourselves.
Exactly. We are now officially doctors.
We are doctors.
We are.
We're both doctors.
We are both doctors. And we want to put some of that to good use with one of our good friends and recurring hosts of the show.
Indeed, yes, indeed.
Miss Sandra.
Sandra Goldberg. Wonderful.
Come on in, Sandra.
Thank you for bringing those coconuts, Sandra.
She's very good. I've actually forgotten, Sandra. How do you sound again?
Yes, Sandra, do you, I do recall you had somewhat of a very loud, annoying voice.
Ah, yes, boys, that's me. Yes. Here I am, you got my voice right.
Your dulcet tones have been amiss on my ears for a long time.
So happy to be back, boys. I'm here to help you.
Now, Sandra.
Yes.
With your advice.
Yes.
We want our callers to call in.
Yes.
On this segment.
Yes.
This segment called Wellness Watch.
Wellness.
Wellness.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch. Watch.
Well, wellness watch.
This watch.
Watch.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch. Wellness
Watch.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch.
Wellness Watch.
Okay, yes. Well, Sandra. And that's it. That was that wonderful little jingle there.
Great jingle.
We're going to have some callers in. Tell us, dear callers, we want to de-stress you.
We
want to alleviate your minds. We want to give you some cognitive behavioural therapy.
We do.
Online. Live online.
Live, lol.
Some CBT online.
Absolutely, lol.
CBT lol.
You say that again.
CBT lol.
Like that's my new ringtone.
You might just cut that.
Sibitalol.
Alrighty, shall we throw the lines open again, Jeremy? We're going to have someone call in and pick Sandra Goldberg's brain.
We absolutely are. Who should we go with?
I think we should have a lovely, do you call on number three?
Okay, let's go to number three. Hello, you're on live with Sandra, Les, Phil, Jeremy, listener.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
My name is Yandai.
Yandai?
Yandai.
Oh, well, hi, Yandai.
Wonderful to be joining you.
Yandai. I like your voice, Yandai.
Well, thank you, darling.
Tell me, Yandai, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my native town, Tucson, in Arizona.
Oh, very cool. You've got an interesting accent for it.
Well, darling, I'm very well travelled, darling. I've got house down in Santa Fe.
Now, is it how stylin' Santa Fe?
A house down in Santa Fe.
Oh, a house down in Santa Fe.
It's delicious down there, darling.
Really?
It's beautiful. You should see it. It's absolutely ironic.
Oh, that's awesome. Very clever. And tell me, what's on your mind? Why have you called us up today?
Well, I was listening to the Moonlight Sonata.
Yes, a good one.
To try and calm my mind.
Understandably.
But I was having trouble.
Oh,
you see,
no.
Darling.
Yes.
Darling. So I'm not sure, darling.
Yes.
What to do to ease my mind.
Okay.
I want something that helps get the stress out.
Well, you've called the right people, actually, because we have lots of ideas for that.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Here's my first suggestion.
Oh, all right. We'll go Dr. Les, then we'll go Dr. Philip,
fantastic.
And then we'll go Dr. Sandra.
We'll go in that order.
Beautiful.
Alphabetically.
Yes. Oh, it is.
Is it? Oh, there you go. Yes. So here's my suggestion.
Yes.
Tell me, do you have at home in your house down in Santa Fe?
Am I telling you this, or is this Hyundai?
I'm asking Hyundai. Yes.
Yes, darling.
That's better. Thank you. Do you have any pillows? Do you own pillows?
Darling, I have so many pillows.
And are they cushiony and then soft?
We have the Persian pillows.
Oh, yes.
Duck, goose, and feather pillows.
Oh, duck, goose, and feather.
Yes,
A little lumpy in parts, but I'm sure very comfy to sit with.
The premium of premium pillows.
Oh, fantastic. Well, here's what I recommend. I want you to put that pillow over your face.
Okay. Yes, darling.
And I want you to put it over your face and I want you to scream your effing lungs out.
That sounds like
just
bam,
scream
darling.
It out. Get all that stress and rage into that pillow.
Yes, I do find that works for me when I need to relieve some tension.
Absolutely.
Screaming into a pillow.
Absolutely.
Wonderful
does.
Suggestion.
Yeah, that's my suggestion. Mr. Philip, what would you suggest to Hyundai?
Look, that's a good question. Often what I do is I bottle it up.
Oh, yeah.
I think bottling it up is a great idea because, you know, when you bottle up so much, you actually have such a stock of supply, you could then take it to market and sell it.
That's very... It's like a craft market?
Like a craft market, typically on a Wednesday or on a Sunday.
You might head
down to the Mornington Peninsula and catch the farmer's market.
Yeah, well, that's a great spot to go, isn't
Indeed,
it?
Indeed, it might be down the main street of Mornington, or it might be down in the, you know, near the horse track.
I'd absolutely put it towards the horse track. I think that's a great spot.
Indeed.
I feel that stress sells well at the horse track.
I know the saying is sex sells, but my friend, stress sells.
Stress does sell.
It's updated for 2023.
That's it. Stress sells, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think of all that, Hyundai? How does that work for you?
Oh, darling, what another fabulous suggestion.
Fantastic. Darling. Well, look, Sandra, I'd love to go to you, but we're going to go to our next caller.
Oh, all right, Sandra. Ta-ta.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, Hyundai. Thanks for having me. Thanks for
good
coming
job,
on.
Hyundai. And, all right, number, caller number two. Caller number two. Hello, dear caller. Tell us, what is your name and your phone number?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Maz.
Hello, Maz.
Yes.
Wonderful to have you, Maz. Tell me, Maz, what's your full name?
It's Maz Arati.
Oh, I see, Maz. Wonderful. Okay.
See.
I see. Tell us, Maz, what's been on your mind? What have you been doing? And what ails you?
Excuse me for my pronunciation.
Oh, that's quite all right. It sounds very exotic.
I speak in my own tongue.
Oh, yes. It helps when you speak with your tongue. So, you know, if it's on the tip of your tongue, make sure you get it out.
Lo metteri assolutamente verso l'ipodromo.
Oh, I see. Indeed.
Penso ci sia un ottimo posto dove si trova Will.
Oh, dearie me.
Sento che le vente di stress androno bene.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Non stai dicendo che te scaffole di suso.
So what have you tried so far?
Questa canzone si cellulo di stress.
And that didn't work?
Lavorano per te.
Oh, dear. I see. That's a tricky case there, Maz.
See.
Well, look, I would suggest, in that particular instance, I would suggest if you compile all of the names of your competitors on a list. I find making a list is very good. You drop things down, it gets your mind in order.
Gets out of your head.
And then you could pass that list.
Yes.
If you, you know, were to take that list, you know, put it in a sealed envelope, don't mark it at all, but take that envelope down to a little red letterbox. It kind of looks a bit in disrepair, but...
Togli la mente dalle?
Yes, exactly that one. On the corner of Williams and 15th Avenue.
Quindi potreste passare?
Yes, on the right side of the road, of course. So if you take that letter down to that letterbox... And look, I would suggest, in terms of your attire, have you got gym wear?
Se sai dove portare?
Yes, for, you know, exercise.
Quella.
Beautiful. Yes, I'd suggest wearing that. And have you got, like, headphones or a music device?
Listo nella cassette.
Yes, beautiful. I'd plug in your headphones, wear your active wear, take that little letter to the letterbox, And as you're going down, don't even look like you're going to the letterbox. Just pull it out slyly of your pocket, deposit it in that letterbox, and continue walking. I would suggest that. And I imagine that all your troubles will disappear.
Muchas gracias.
Oh, absolutely. No problemo. Por favor.
Ciao bello.
Oh, ta-ta for now.
Fantastic. Good old Maz.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I'm sure that'll short Maz right out.
I'm absolutely sure he's going to be fine, and he'll have no problems
in a quattroportre.
Oh,
so look at your accent. It's very good.
Oh, it's very Spanish.
I'm very impressed, yes. Molto bene, as they say in France.
Indeed.
Well, you know what? It's that time of day again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of day when we finish up.
We've come to the end of our first episode.
Short and sweet.
That's us.
But I imagine our times might vary and fluctuate in later episodes.
And just like all things, length doesn't matter.
No, it's about enjoyment.
It's about enjoyment, length, duration, aeration, girth. Filtration, girth. That's the six, I
think. PPS.
And PPS. Yes. Protective.
Oh, it was per second. Sorry. Yes. Protective. Yeah, protective people.
Seconds. Yes. So we go on protective people seconds. They're a good unit of measurement.
Indeed.
Mr. Philip, I'll see you next week. I'll actually see you straight after this, but we'll see everyone else next week.
Indeed. It sounds like a wonderful plan. And dear listeners, thank you for joining us again.
We look forward to talking to you next week, you sexy minxes.
Oh, you bloody lovely motherfuckers.
Good.
We'll bleep that one out.
Yes, we will. Good bacterium.
Good. Hey, I'm bacterium. Oh, see. Goodbye.
Oh, yes.